them belly full, but we hungry. A hungry mob is a hungry mob. A rain a fall, but the jot it tough. A yacht a yuck, but you'd not enough. You're gonna dance to jam music. Dance. We're gonna dance to jam music. Dance. Oh, yeah. Forget your troubles and dance. Forget your sorrows and dance. Forget your sickness and dance. Forget your weakness and dance. Cost of living gets so high. Rich and poor, they start to cry. Now the weak must get strong. They say, oh, what a tribulation. Them belly full, but we hungry. Hungry mob is a hungry mob. A rain a fall, but a dirty top. But you don't know if we're gonna chuck to jam music. Chucking, hey, we're chucking to jam music. We're chucking.
Welcome. It's the Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. Saturday night, yeah. A little Bob Marley get things started there. Hey, yeah. I found that I was doing my civic duty today. I spent $250 getting oil change, gasoline, and groceries. That's just, I did my civic duty today. You realize that, you know, that's our only form of real patriotism anymore? Being a good consumer. Yeah, that's it. That's our job. That's what we are supposed to do. Be out there to be drained by the people who are getting richer and richer off our hard work and our backs. That's right. So, yeah. So, in consideration of that, I was thinking, yeah, them belly full, but we hungry, man. So, I started off with little Bob Marley, man. It seems to me that we're subdivided by the top half. If you think of it, it's like fractions. Do you remember fractions in school? Yeah, where they'd have the big number. They'd have a number on top and then a number on the bottom. And then if the number on top was bigger than the number on the bottom, it was some greater than 1, right? And then some their fraction thereof, like 12 over 1 is 12, right? 12 over 2 is 6. You know, the basic divisionary fundamentals of mathematics, right? So let's do the math here. So we've got the 1% of the richest people in the entire universe are on top of the billions of those on the thing. And somehow that number is greater than the is a whole number plus some. How does that math work? How does that math work? Got a lot of friends on both sides of the fence here, conservative and liberal both. And, you know, I found that the truth of the matter is any message, and I hear it from both sides, any message that preaches any kind of division and or hatred or fear is inherently flawed, and you should question the source of your material, honestly. That is just the basics of it, right? I am not a leftist. I am not a rightist. I am not a liberal or conservative. I am a left me right out of here, and you're making me nervative. Yeah, that's right. You're making me nervous. You make the Lord nervous. That's right. Anyway, so I've said my spiel for tonight. I'm not going to bore you with it all evening long. But this is stuff that was on my mind today. It's on my mind a lot today, but it was particularly encased in the activities of my day. And of course, I spent my morning working, which is something I actually didn't get paid for, so I could just maintain my status quo in the world, and then yet, you know, the decay of the world around me. Frustration, frustrating. So, I'm going to counteract that tonight by playing a lot of really cool, positive music. So, we started out with Bob Marley, because, you know, my philosophical outlook is really kind of a combination of teachings of Buddha, the absurdism of Albert Camus, and the positive vibrations of reggae and Rastafarian. So that is really where I'm coming from, man. So I'd like to say, be positive, man. Be a message to love. Everything else is bullshit. Don't eat the rest of don't eat the chocolate pudding that they say is chocolate pudding. It's actually just bullshit. It doesn't. And then somehow you eat it all up. You all eat it all up, man. Frustrating to watch. All right, so I'm going to get into the facts of life here with some talking heads. You just heard some Beastie Boys here now. I am the Alchemist. This is the Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour on a Saturday night. And here we go.
Monkey see and monkey do, making baby. shooting dark. Slushing water, shivering dark. He was a hero and a saint, enough to suffer for. He was a hero and a saint. What was
slushing water, shivering dark. The street was all lit up. Johnny backed out inch by inch, held by the light of the fire.
of Glass. Okay, wrong song. Yeah, it just has that little vibe to it, doesn't it? Yeah, that was this is a song by Charlie Hunter from his album Baboon Strength, and it's called Welcome to Frankfurt. Definitely has that Kraftwerk kind of vibe. You know, Blondie did kind of emulate that with that song, Heart of Glass. So that was kind of interesting. It does have this feel to it, doesn't it? Yeah. Fun. Hey, what'd you just hear? Boris out of Japan. Really fun song. Track called Spoon from their album Attention Please. Came out in 2011. Big Time Sensuality by Bjork from her debut record called Debut 1993. How about that? Right, fresh out of the Sugar Cubes, right? Great track by Juan from their 2015 album Golem is called Floating Head. Yes, the head is floating. You'll die by dawn. Hero and a Saint. Rabbit Rabbit from the album Rabbit Rabbit Radio Volume 1. A lot of fun, that band is. Very unique, interesting sound. Yeah, I highly recommend them. I play them a lot on this show. So, I mean, if you just listen to me, you'll hear them probably at least once every other week because they're that cool for me. Previous started out with the Talking Heads, who also get a lot of love from me. A lot of there's a track from their 1989 album Naked, a track called The Facts of Life. Yes, we have to learn about the facts of life. Previous interlude, we had Ricky's Theme by the Beastie Boys from Mule Communication, and we started tonight off with them Bellyful, But We Hungry. Bob Marley and the Wailers from Natty Dread, 1974. Message to love. That's right. It's the only message that counts. All right. Real quick, we're looking for DJs. We are on a DJ drive. So if you are so inclined and want to do that, contact us at station@radiovalencia.fm and present us with your idea. Yeah. If you got a name and a show title and some concept of what you want to present, send it on over to us. We'll give it the litmus test and see if you're Radio Valencia qualified. It doesn't take that much. It just takes a desire and a willingness to be here. I think that's a big, big part of the equation. That's right. And that's all. I'm stumbling on my tongue. I just held whatever. I'm stumbling on my tongue for a moment. Nope, I guess I'm not having it. Nope, I'm good. All right. Pulse is right. All right, we're going to get some Voivod and Meat Puppets in the next set and a lot of other fun stuff, so stick around. I am the Alchemist. This is the Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour.
the exception of irony. Everyone else in the band, the obvious, you put away to run. His garbage was definitely the exciting. He's putting the list of these little apple ludicrous into the mouth of the best of the city. He's making the list of their eyeballs rolling and flattering. They're trying to deliver the models. Doobies due to the sparkle, like something that travels, swallows, slip in the reach of the eye of an eel, as easy as getting a camel to heaven and grain, treasure to the blubber, the biblical class of my dimple on the roof of all you.
make the changes from the basic situation.
Okay. Yeah. Jeff Beck there. Jeff Beck group Rough and Ready. Buddy Harold and I were talking about that album the other day. So I don't know if you're listening, Harold, though I played that for you. It's a great track there. Situation. Yeah. A little Robert Plant before that. Principal Moments. I don't know. That's just something that just kind of popped in my head. I said, you know, I haven't listened to this in freaking forever. Still really good. Really good. Robert Plant had an amazing solo career after Zeppelin, so I just think that he was probably the most innovative of the post-Zeppelin artist. Though, you know, they all had their little moments and stuff. Obviously, not John, but, you know. That was pretty good. Catch a Liar, Eric McFadden Trio, Local Hero. Yeah, from a 2009 release called Delicate Things. That was actually the first time I met Eric. John Hill brought me to see him, actually, at the Starry Plow out in Berkeley. Yeah, it was an album release party for that for the Delicate Thing. So that was my introduction to Eric, and I love his music. He's an amazing musician. I've seen him a number of times since then. I've listened to a lot of his music. Highly recommend you seek him out in the Bay Area. He's playing around all the time, currently playing with a band called Sergeant Splendor. So, that's some really good stuff. Before that, we had Sam, great Meat Puppets track from their Forbidden Places record, 1991. That is an amazing lyrical feat, and they're singing it at breakneck speed in harmony. It's so good. So good and amazing. Chaos Monger started that set off from Voivod from Dimension Hatress, 1988 release. Amazing band. It's been around forever. Still continues to put out great music. Canadian trio. Progressive thrash metal is the best way to describe their music. It's kind of a unique niche that they kind of fill. I don't think there's too many bands that really do both. There's, you know, there's progressive metal bands and there's thrash metal bands, but they're a thrash progressive thrash metal band. So that's a little different. They're one of my favorites. Absolutely one of my favorites. All right. What else we got coming up next? So this cool little track is called Quiet Heat. Local artist named Tommy Guerrero from his Sunshine Radio record 2021. Mid-pandemic, yeah. It's a beautiful record, isn't it? It's got a cool groove to it. What do we got coming up next? We got some real fun stuff. I got Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. I've got Iggy Pop and a lot more. I am the Alchemist. This is Radio Valencia and the Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. Remember, if you want to keep supporting us and doing this thing, please do donate. We could use every little thing. We are having a fundraiser in about 6 weeks, October the 19th. I have a guest. I'm going to say hello. I'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Little bit. somebody else figure it out.
Chained in the lobby, an ocean of bodies in